This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Volnick is the public front man for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. So there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are at the very least being subjected to an illegal experiment, and at the worst, global genocide. Dr. Volnick points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over 250,000 injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. A Nobel Prize-winning virologist says the vaccine is creating the variants. Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number nine, the subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10, the experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice?
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance.
Rallying
patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything we need. Woo! Hang on to the good times. God is the author of success in life, not the devil. Let's get into it right now. First, I want to say I'm blessed and honored to be live on air with you, and I love you. I mean it. God, I love the hell out of every damn one of you. Even that stupid-ass Klaus Schwab, he's a little loser, little tough guy professor that toadied up and literally got on his knees to Henry Kissinger, and then he sold out to Satan. That's somebody we lost. I'm not happy about that. I don't need to defeat those people to feel big, but I will defeat them because they're hurting innocent people. In fact, I pray for their destruction. But it's got to be done on God's time, in God's way. And that means we take action, we expose them, we resist them. They try to physically attack us, we deal with them. But just let God do it. God's always putting the English on that ball. Like, you can't even believe. Like, imagine the best pool player you ever saw can, like, spin that ball and hit one ball and knock another in. Imagine God just hits it one time and knocks every ball in and then builds a universe on the backside of it. That's what we're talking about. Whole universe, just like 1 trillionth of a second, God's mind. And then you've got these people trying to play God like Bill Gates. Hey, Bill Gates, you don't look like a god to me. You sure as hell don't sound one. And all you do is want to kill people? That doesn't sound too good. Because you want to kill yourself, Bill. And see, Bill, I don't wish any harm upon you, but before you kill any more people, I want to ask Bill Gates here today, since he wants to depopulate the planet, to man up, son. I actually pledge this in front of God and country. I'm against suicide. I'm not suicidal. I would never kill myself. But, you know, those guys at the Battle of Midway flying that second mission 10-1 against those aircraft carriers, it's a suicide mission. Most of them, 80% didn't come back. They did it because they signed up for it. They were men. So I've got an easy job compared to that, right? Except the enemy hides themselves. So I'm going to issue the Bill Gates challenge. You've heard of the ice bucket challenge, all the rest of it. If the earth is overpopulated, and Bill Gates is right, he's got some points. If Bill Gates gets a 44 Magnum on air, shoves it in his mouth, and blows his brains out the back of his head, the next day after it's confirmed he's dead, I will blow my brains out on air. I'm serious. If Bill Gates will blow his brains out, I will blow my brains out on air the next day. And then we will just do that. Let's have a suicide challenge. I mean, if humanity's so bad, if humanity's so evil, if we're so dirty and we all need to die, and let's start with babies and let's kill all those black people and everybody else. Well, okay, let's go first then, Bill. That's my challenge. It's called the suicide challenge. I don't want veterans to feel bad about themselves and kill themselves. You don't do that. You go out and have a great time. I don't want poor women addicted to drugs to kill themselves. I want them to realize how much value they've got. I don't want anybody to kill themselves except for people that say we all need to die. So you can do another ice bucket challenge, Bill, at your house where you dump gasoline on yourself out of a bucket because you want to go out with a bang, right? And maybe you strap TNT all on yourself if you back Islam. And then you dump gasoline on yourself, Bill. And then you light yourself on fire. How about that? Or a 1,000-pound guillotine, a giant blade. You pull that, cuts you right down the middle in a vivisection. How about that, Billy boy? Because I'm sending that love at you right now. Bill Gates, you want to kill humanity? Then I say you do it right now. You call for death, Gates. Then I call for you in the name of Jesus Christ to show us what you're going to do and show us your commitment. You want us to die? Lead the way, Gates! Do it. And I will blow my brains out the next day on air for you. Show us. Lead the way, Gates. Blow those brains out right now. But see, you're a liar. You don't follow through on your contracts, do you? Again. They tell us there's too many people. They tell us don't have children. They tell us kill our babies. And you, the viewers that listen to the show, you heard everything I said, the provisos and all of it. You'll see this on the news. Alex Jones calls for suicide. Alex Jones calls for Bill Gates' death. Alex Jones, all that. No, I didn't do that. They're the ones in the news saying, don't have babies, kill your baby. And I'm saying, let's not kill our baby, Bill. Let's kill ourselves. We're men. We're big boys, Bill. Let's show everybody how we do it, you little ugly duckling. Let's see you do it. Okay, maybe you don't like 44 Magnums. I bet I'm tough enough that I could be like an old Roman or a samurai and stick a razor-sharp dagger in my liver on the right side and take it all the way up in one movement, stick it right in my heart. How about seppuku? You want us to die? You're a human, but you don't like humanity. Then I say, die, 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 die. Show me the death. Show me the way, Gates. Show me what it is you want. If you do, maybe you'll be given a new body and new troops to command, Gates. But you didn't sacrifice in war like we did thousands of times. You gave up on humanity over and over again, and it's why you were never sent back. You've been sent straight to hell. So no one hold their breath. Bill Gates isn't going to blow his brains out on air tomorrow. Because Bill Gates is a damn coward. He runs his mouth all day about death. And how he'll deliver the death. And how he is the executor of death. But if you haven't died, Gates, you don't know anything about death. And Bill, you don't even understand the riddles because you can't read it, because you don't know our language. And Bill, you've not been born again. You've not been given a new body and troops to command. And that's why you're so pissed. But let me tell you, humanity will transcend you and all of you scum. And we will survive, and we will people the stars, and we will follow God's will, and it is going to be beautiful. You've not been given a new body, Bill. You won't be given troops to command. Because you are a loser. Everyone hates you. Everyone hates Kamala Harris. Everyone knows you're a fake and a fraud. Everyone knows you're a scam. Everyone knows you sold out. Everyone knows you're poisoning Africans with polio, where these kids are paralyzed their whole lives, so it weighs their communities down, their families down. You don't even have the will to kill them with a hammer. You just do it while you slink around like a snake on a long razor blade slide right into hell. Bill, the gates are open now, son. You've killed enough people that God's coming after you. And I am only the herald of the destroyer that cometh. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
You found it. The Temp of the Spirit. I'll tell you this. All the candy ass screwing around, making jokes, playing games is over. Because they're coming for you. You can lie to yourself and take the injection. You can lie to yourself, take the government-issued wallet. You can lie to yourself and submit to all the different systems they're bringing out. But you're going to wake up in the middle of that and realize it was all a giant setup. And what they wanted the whole time was your soul. And believe me, I'm just like you. I want to go to the video game arcade and play the basketball game, and I want to go to the beach in the Caribbean and drink margaritas. I want to go see movies. I mean, I'm just like you. But they're going to make us do these things incrementally to get to that place. That by the time we finally get there, we're slaves anyway. So we got to start saying no. And then we're going to decide how bad this final stretch is going to get. Because they're making their move. They're making their world government antichrist takeover, whether you think it's real or whether they basically plagiarize Revelation. It doesn't matter. It's real. It's being done. It's being manifest. And so I'm right with God. I know I'm in the right place. And I'm very thankful for all of you. And I'm very thankful to this crew and everybody else. But this is where we're supposed to shine right now, is at this point. I want to shine. Well, you've got Stephen King, and you've got the big director, Stanley Kubrick, and The Shining. Because, you know, it's a possessed house, and It's demon possession. It's shining. You know, somebody that's possessed shines. But we only think of somebody shining with the devil. How about shining with God? So there's a shining happening right now. And we're supposed to shine. Not the bad guys. And when you look at the servants of Satan, I don't see any shining right there. In fact, almost every heavyweight champion, every top quarterback, everybody, the best musicians, they're all actually Christians. The devils are the losers. Yeah, there's the stupid-ass witch wife. I think she's really impressive with that idiot Rothschild puppet over in England, Boris Johnson. I want to give the number out. I want to talk to you specifically about what we're about to play. Worldwide, from Australia to Pakistan to the UK to Chile, you got to have an ID on your phone, a barcode, saying you've been injected with Bill Gates' poison, Bill Gates' semen, his poison concoction. Before you go to the grocery store, before there's video, old lady shows up, she goes, I don't have a cell phone, I'm 85. They go, no food. Cop all in his Darth Vader outfit. So dehumanized, an old woman on a cane. She says in Spanish, I don't have a phone. Remember that video a month ago? He just goes, How's his mama going to get treated? How's his daughter going to get treated? How's he going to get treated? I'll go one further. How's God going to treat you when you did that? Old woman walks up and says, I don't have a phone, senor. Because he's a slave. He was chosen for that position because he would mindlessly execute the denial of that. And now New York City, you can't go to the public park at a public free concert unless you have had an inoculation and show them this ID. We're going to play that in a moment. But first, here is the supposed leader of Australia, supposedly a conservative, just like Boris Johnson, Scott Morrison, announcing the digital wallet. Oh, where the government will accept all these currencies and track them all, and you're going to have this wallet, you're going to be free as long as you've had the shot. Here it is.
Vaccination certification, and this has been a topic of some conversation over the past month, the vaccination certification is already present within the Services Australia system, but it will soon be available through the Medicare app and ultimately in the form of a digital wallet that can be used by citizens. That will be available in July. There is already the Medicare reference that you can get through the Medicare app, which we anticipate to be available this month.
That will be available. So, they make it available, and then the rock concert, the job, the school, the park, the police say you better have it. Because you have the government going, you got to have a medical ID and take what we say. But, it's just available. But then they make you have it, whether you're in Pakistan, Australia, or New York City. Here's New York City.
Needed to go to the public lawn. It's Bryant Park, so it is public space. Philharmonic Orchestra is putting on a free event to the public. But if you are not vaccinated, you can't go in to enjoy the concert.
That is tyranny, boys and girls.
Hi.
Oh, it's free. It's public.
So going to vaccination, you can enter. It is probably over in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, so you have to be vaccinated in order to go into the lawn, to the public lawn?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Let me go.
So you got to be vaccinated to go in there. Yeah. And everyone's getting trained. And you go, we'll stop it. Well, yeah, we will. We got to say no now. Then it expands to the schools, then to the trains, then to the subways, then to the cars, then to the AI. You see? Oh, you can't go to the park. I mean, you've got to take Bill Gates' semen into your body. Bill Gates is all Bill Gates raping us. Bill Gates is just the front man of this. This is the genetic raping of the earth. Your every cell, not just your body, but your cell.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all, I bet stood in the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Ah, Keith Whitley. You know what's crazy is well, I'm not going to even tell you because the Whitleys are nice people.
But it's hard to keep you.
Folks from Kentucky.
I'll even come out even while the rain beats a hole in the ground.
Here's the most important part.
And tonight it's really coming down.
Hug the cactus.
I'm no stranger
okay.
to the rain.
For 2 days I meant to cover this, and I forgot to do it. It was in my stack. And then the video board operator, who's got one of the hardest jobs around with that damn TriCaster we got, Kevin, brought me in this. And I'd already seen different IMF reports along the same lines, but this is a piece of work. So I already told my family I'm taking off tomorrow. But this is like, you think Crimson Contagion exposed them and really set them back and humanity's waking up. Do we want to give up right now? Because this report, you see this whole stack right here? Look right here. This report they just gave me during the break. I only had time to read 2 pages of it. It's a nightmare. Everything we already knew. It's the same stuff over and over again. Dovetails with this whole report. And this report, which is incredible footage, incredible audio, incredible, like horrifying activity. All of this, boom, boom, boom. So I had this right here is the most important stuff I cover. And I didn't even cover it. You see what I mean? Because this was the first stack right here. World government, world ID, mark of the beast, forced inoculation. That was stack number one. We got to that. And we're an hour and 36 minutes into this broadcast. Look at the rest of the table. Like I told you, this is not a prop. That stack's 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 not a prop. That stack, 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 that stack. They're all just as horrible. I mean, they're on TV saying they're going to take children at birth and put them with pedophiles like they do in Germany. They're on there saying they're going to put brain chips in you on TV. I mean, it's all just... That's what I was thinking about last night. I was like, why am I getting so upset? It's just like, at a certain point, do I even come in here and read you another 100 articles about people having Alzheimer's at 25 or brain damage or the bleeding lungs or heart attacks and death? I mean, I got stacks of news about that. Do I play a Tucker Carlson with how they're having emergency meetings at the CDC about the death by the vaccines? It'd be like if a serial killer was waiting at 4 o'clock every day when elementary kids got off buses and shooting them with a machine gun. And they've done this for like 6 months. And you even know where he's doing it, when he's doing it, but instead you just go, well, by the way, yesterday another 50 children were killed getting off 2 school buses. You'd say, hey, why aren't you doing something about it? And that's all I'm saying is I feel guilty every minute. Oh, this is it. And I'm not calling for violence because I'm not sure that's what's needed right now. Because they're going to twist that around against us. But here's where my guilt is. My guilt is I'm never an indecision guy. I'm always a decisive person. But this is the big decision. Do we go to physical war with these people? Mm-hmm. Or do we go build our own communities and just withdraw from the enemy? And then how do you do that? That's like herding cats. I just keep getting up here on air and thinking, if I tell you what I think we should do, you're going to fix it. Not because you're my slave. I look up to you. See, they wouldn't have got away with this in my grandfather's time. And they weren't perfect, but they were not going to go along with this. They'd seen right through it. And see, there was always something about those guys and all those guys I knew. Well, they were all just as happy as a pig and you know what. But if somebody tried to make them do stuff like this, they would never have done it. And the globalists spiritually knew that if they tried like this to do this, they would get taken out. And so that's really what this is. The guardians are gone. We're all a bunch of sheep. And the wolves are running crazy on everybody. And I said I'd take calls this whole hour, and I haven't. But I do have two interesting guys. I've been on their show. They do a comedy show. And I think they're pretty funny. Some people don't like them here at the office. I like them. I know Harrison Smith likes them. Revenge of the Cis. I guess that means people that are normal. We got Royce Lopez and Mike Mersch coming on the show. But I'm sure they'll be okay to take a few calls as well. But I just don't want to load the phones up and then not get to your calls. But then, how am I going to cover this? Boom, boom, boom. Because that's boom, boom, boom. I've got three of these babies. And, man, this is the rest of our lives. You know, imagine going to a play. Listen to me very carefully because I say a lot of important stuff. But, I mean, this is really important. Imagine going to a play that's got like three acts. And you figure out halfway through that the play is about you at that theater. And that at the end of the act, you're going to be killed. And the ushers are looking at you by the last act. They've got their swords out. They're sharpening them. They got a barbecue spit fired up. The Satanists are all looking at you. And you're like, oh, I'm the star of this event. I'm the BBQ. And that's what this is. They got every damn bit of it lined up for you. Right here. Every bit of it. Every stitch of it. Every foot of it. And I'm just asking, what are you going to do about it? So, I'm going to host the fourth hour. I intended to air some Harrison Smith stuff, but we'll see what happens. The point is we're going to cover this fourth hour today. And it's painful to read. I know you don't want to know. Neither do I. You think I like all this? You think I want to keep doing this? You got the wrong McCoy here, baby. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not looking for war. I'm a lover. But if I got to be a killer, I'll do it. I'm not a fighter. I'm a killer. Because if I got to fight you, I'm just going to get you out of the way because I don't got time anymore for your games. I swear to God, it's the last thing I do. You people that have done this are going to pay big. You think you're going to kill a bunch of these average people and get away with it? That's not how the universe works. So, we're going to go to break. Here's the toll-free number. I should give that out to take calls. Toll-free number. 877-789-2539. What do you make of Bill Gates' declaration of war and them launching it and the mark of the beast and you can't go to the park unless you've had a deadly injection? I want to know what you think we're supposed to do. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Because my ancestors didn't fight this hard and we didn't come this far and we didn't do all this. Dominating the natural elements and all the rest of it to be run by a bunch of vampire bats like Xi Jinping and Klaus Schwab. I ask God to interdimensionally intercede against Xi Jinping and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. I ask God to metaphysically intervene now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, if I seem wound up, it's because I'm in a death battle and I'm exhausted. So I can't go 10% speed. Oh my God, it's 100% speed. Thanks for putting up with me. But I've experienced it. I've faced it. I know how it really is. And that's why I'm so whacked out, because reality is whacked out. And I don't have low speed anymore. Let's go to your phone calls. Like I said, the fourth hour, I'm going to hit the IMF World Bank banker takeover of the planet. How they're going to make people so poor and just take everything away from you, and then make you do all these physical things to yourself to become sterile. And they'll just give you the money then to commit suicide. And how they're going to use Big Pharma to totally destroy everybody. And they see it as a mopping up operation to, you know, save the planet from a human overbloom, a species out of control. But the truth is, they're the disease. And they're the ones that have blocked real technological development that would have fixed all this. Innovation is the key, not enslavement. I just need the public to realize that this is real, okay? Like, I'm real, okay? This show is real. What we cover is real. This is not a joke. All right? I'll leave it at that. This is not a joke, okay? And the good news is, as I go to your phone calls, you see all these other scientists and doctors everywhere saying the vaccine's a poison. Everywhere saying no. So I'm really proud of humanity, actually. But I'm impressed by big tech able to suppress these thousands and thousands of doctors and nurses and scientists, all the top ones, because they don't run things. It's the corporate CEOs that are psychotic and don't care. They're in charge still. Well, it's pretty easy to deal with them, isn't it? And we've been doing with Bill Gates. Destroy them politically, destroy their name, the rest will follow. But I'll just quote John Paul Jones here, and I'll say I've only begun to fight. But it's the intensity of the enemy attack is just spectacular. I mean, they're really doing it. I mean, if you kill one innocent person, God wants to destroy you. Anybody spiritually dialed in knows, man, that's like, if somebody isn't attacking you and you kill an innocent, God does not. Like, whoa, the whole Western military is all about don't kill innocents. Because you do that, it creates bad. People that didn't care, like, I'll kill civilians. And all of a sudden, bad stuff happens. Like, I killed civilians. Your wife gets cancer. Your kid dies in a car wreck next week. The military's learning, like, oh, God. Where do you think chivalry came from? Where do you think chivalry came from? Not because these people were perfect. They figured out, if I kill some innocent person, it comes back on me. I don't want to do that. And that's where we are right now, is the globalists are committing crimes against the law of the universe. And we better decide that we're not part of that. And clearly mark our doorways with blood, like the Israelites did with Ramses II, and say, we're not with this. So however you mark your house, man, you just better do it. And since I bring up an Israeli or Jewish angle, Benjamin Netanyahu's Pharaoh. I was never even against Netanyahu. He's just take the chip, world government, force inoculation. He's just like Boris Johnson. They're all devils now. It doesn't matter who they were. They bowed to Satan. I don't care. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with Trump right now, because it's coming out that the vaccines are killing people. It's coming out they're poison. And he's still up there like a big-ass rooster telling us how proud he is of it all. And I get he's getting good Republicans elected, and they hate him, and I like Trump. But I got a problem. All right, let's go to all these callers. Jim, Craig, and Scott, and Zach, and Marty, and Patrick, and Max, and James, and Jack, and Carlos, and so many others. Let's go to Zach in Idaho first. You're on the air.
All right. So I've been thinking, I've been listening to you probably for 12, 13 years now. But in order for us to take the neural uplink and merge with machines, our DNA has to be changed to allow the machine into our already neural link. So I think people are dying because some people's genetics will not allow.
No, that's it. Exactly. I said this last week. That's why I love to take calls. Exactly. They are making the digital plug connection with this prion electrochemical magnetic connection. Exactly. They are creating silicon ports for the machine to interface.
If that's the first thing that you do when you get a new computer, you have to change the hardware. That's what they're doing. They're changing our hardware to allow a biological machine.
And then the 5G communicates with that. They're not trying to GMO a tomato. They're not trying to GMO. No, it's us. And then the 5G communicates with it.
This is the satanic, like the gray aliens, the ones that when they take their micro dosing and step into the DMT world, whatever, and they're connecting with these people. That's why they say these are biological entities. They're not real. They're soulless. They're a robot, but they're biologically made, and they're telling them how to do this so that they can create us into them.
I 100% agree. No, that's what it is. That's it. And what's creepy is I've sat there not just with the former head of intelligence agencies and others. I talked to, like, billionaires straight up, and they go, yeah, we know, yeah. And then they're all blocked off, but definitely the people taking orders are under full alien control, which is Satan.
Show the 100. They show that everything from the demolish of the earth to the neural uplink to the city of light when we're actually in the mainframe of the computer.
What show is this?
On there. They show, it's called the 100. And they show everything from the destruction of the earth into a nuclear blast and all the civilizations go up to space and then their spaceship's going to die and they have to go back to
which
earth.
Which is repeated by their main Illuminati transmission, Arthur
exactly.
C. Clarke, Childhood's End, the same message.
It's all of it. It goes into the satanic takeover of the blood, how they're coming after our blood. It's the 100, all of it. They tell you. They have to tell you in order to do it.
I agree. So where is this show, the 100th?
It's on the WB. It's a super low, not a lot of people watch it. It started out really good, and then I guess they got popular, and they switched cameras and director, not director, but you can tell that they kind of...
Well, no, that's how it always works. They make it good up front, and then, yeah, sell it out later.
Yeah, but it shows it all, the City of Light, the neural uplink system, all of it, merging with the machines, the lady in the red dress, all of it, AI, they even call her Allie. It's AI. It's the satanic. It's all there.
And everybody from big tech to the G7, they signed on to this. They think they're winners. I mean, look at Klaus Schwab. We're going to let this dude put chips in our children's heads? I mean, he says it.
They know that in order for them to live forever, they have to kill us first.
Well, that's it. You know, it's like they said, oh, HDTV's coming out. And everybody had to have HDTVs. But it's like an upgrade. It's like, we're rewriting your hardware. Great point, Zach. Thank you. Carlos, longtime caller from Canada. Carlos, glad you got in today. Tell us what you think of all this.
Oh, Alex. Well, some time back, I reminded you that they were going socialist, communist, and that the Red Terror was coming. Well, I haven't seen no change in direction, and unfortunately, I'm very disappointed because I thought President Trump knew that he had a mission, that he saw that he had a plan. And unfortunately, he was kept from being able to achieve what he wanted to achieve. I think he had a plan, but he was thwarted in the process. Look, in history, there was a point at which the church and the state were separated. It changed the world, okay, from Jesus Christ running the world to Jean-Jacques Rousseau, an individual person, a persona, and then the Republic. And then there was the French Revolution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have, you know, the separation from church and state, which wasn't even ever a law. It was just a comment made by Jefferson in a letter to someone else. But, you know, those who were interested in the individual power kept pushing the distinction between church and state. Why am I telling you that? Because we are now at the crossroads in evolution, in human evolution, where we now have to make another distinction between bank and state. Financial power cannot run society. I'm sorry to say. It leads to, it has proven itself unreliable with the financial crashes that have hurt mankind.
It's proven itself predatory, but they go, oh, we're going to forgive all the debt with agreements to give up your basic rights. Stay there. I'll come back with Carlos. And then we'll get there. Craig and Jim and everybody, we got special guests coming up. I'm going to host into the next hour after that and take your calls and so much more today. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.